感谢主啊！记得3月份的时候有来我们温哥华教会。
Thank God. This year on month of March, I visited here.
时间过得很快啊，就经过了半年多。
Time fly very fast. It's already been half a year since last time I visited here.
那因为3月之后呢，4月跟5月呢，小弟就被派到印度去协助圣工。
In the month of April and May, I was sent to India to help the holy work there.
我想晚上跟大家来分享这个那边的一些见证。
This evening, I would like to use this time to share with you the testimony that happened there.
也一起来思想。在基督里面合而为一。
And let us ponder together upon the topic of unite in Christ.
有关合一的真理。
The truth concerning unity.
主耶稣在约翰福音17章有提到。
Jesus mentioned it in John chapter 17.
另外就是以弗所书也讲得非常的清楚。
And it is also described in the book of Ephesus.
我们来看约翰福音。
Let's first turn to John.
约翰福音17章。
John chapter 17.
约翰福音17章11节。
Verse 11.
从今以后，我不在世上，你们却在世上。我往你那里去，圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的民保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。我们再看20节。
Let's read verse 20.
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。你所赐给我的荣耀，我已经赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们，如同爱我一样。主耶稣在离别门徒的时候。
Before Jesus departed from disciples,
曾经做了婚礼的祷告。
He made a prayer before departing.
那么在17章里面讲到5次合而为一。
In chapter 17, Jesus mentioned 5 times the word unity.
主耶稣这样来祈求。
Jesus prayed in this way.
要我们在他的名下合而为一。
He wants us to be united as one.Under his name,
在他的爱里面合而为一。
In his love, we unite.
在他的荣耀里面合而为一。
In his glory, we unite.
也要在他的话语里面合而为一。
And also, we unite in his words.
这个合一，才有力量。
Only if we unite together, we will have power.
合一才能够同心。
Only if we unite, we can have.The same mind.
合一教会才会兴旺。
Only if we do so, the church will prosper.
那么当时因为犹大要离弃。
In that time, the disciple Judah was departing.
还有门徒有争大争小。
And the disciples were arguing about their positions in the kingdom of heaven.
所以主耶稣在这边为他们代求。
Therefore, Jesus here pray for them.
叫他们合而为一。
He want them to be united as one.
因为我们都是在基督里面。
Because we are all in Christ.
如果不能合一，就好像炭火昏开了。
If we are not able to be united together, it's like charcoals being separated into pieces.
每一块炭火就很容易熄灭。
And individually, they will extinguish rather fast.
如果能够合一这个炉火就能够眺望。
If all these burning coals can be put together, the fire would be hot.
也好像身体一样。
And also like members of body, of a body.
身体有很多肢体。
Body is consist of many members.
但是肢体要合一。
However, this members has to unite.
彼此相助。
They have to help each other.
才能够建立基督的身体。
Only through this they can build up the body of Christ.
也好像一棵树一样。
And also like a tree.
树枝要连属在树干上面。
All branches of tree has to be jointed on the main branch.
所以合一才能够健全。
Therefore, only members are united together, the church can be complete.
这是一个整体的观念。
This is a concept of unity.
那么在以弗所书里面
In book of Ephesus,
第一章就讲到在基督里面。
Chapter 1 mentioned about in Christ.
我们来看第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians, chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章讲很多在基督里面。
Ephesians mention a lot of the sentence in Christ.
比如说第三节他就讲在基督里。
For example, in verse 3,
赐给我们各样属灵的福气。
Here says, in Christ, many heavenly blessings are given to us.
第四节说在基督里拣选我们。
In verse 4 says, He chosen us in Christ.
第五节、第六节是说在基督里面，在爱子里面得儿子的名分。
In verse 5 and 6, it mentioned that we obtain the sonship through his name.
第十节说在基督里面能够同归于一。
And verse 10, we can be united as one in Christ.
十一节说在基督里面得基业。
And in 11, we can obtain inheritance.
十二节是说在基督里面有盼望。
And in verse 12, we have hope in Christ.
所以我们今天都是在基督里面。
Therefore today we are in Christ.
因为主耶稣的拣选
because of his chosen,
因为神的爱
because of his love,
让我们都能够同归于一
we can be united as one,
而且同得天国的基业
and we share the inheritance in the kingdom of heaven.
那第二章提到我们以前其实都不是在基督里面
In this chapter mentioned that we were not in Christ.
我们看第二章
Let's turn to chapter 2.
十二节
Chapter 2 verse 12.
说那时候你们跟基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，而且活在世上，没有指望，没有神。你们从前是远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得亲近。因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁中间隔断的墙。这边告诉我们，以前我们不是在基督里面。
You say we were not in Christ.
那今天我们因为主耶稣的宝血。
However, today because of His precious blood.
所以我们能够亲近神。
We are able to come close to Him.
十字架的道理就是合一的道理。
The truth, in the cross is the truth of unity.
让人跟神合一。
It brings together man and God.
因为主耶稣的宝血洗去我们的罪。
Because of His precious blood washed away our sin.
也让人跟人合一，因为主耶稣的爱让我们相聚在一起。
And also through His love bring people together.
所以我们今天可以看到我们各地的教会。
Therefore today we can see the churches around the world.
虽然有不同族群的同龄。
Although they may come from different races,
甚至于是不同肤色、不同地区
different skin color, from different region area.
可是我们在基督里面是合而为一的。
However, in Christ we are united.
看二章十九节。
Turn to chapter 2 verse 19.
说你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。我们真的是神家里的人。
You say we belong to his household.
所以加太书第三章有这样写。
Therefore, in Galatians chapter 3 also mentioned.
我们受洗归入基督，就不分你是犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，在基督里面都是合一的。
they say, as we are baptized into Christ, no matter we are Gentile or Jews, or man or woman, we are all united unto Him.
这也是我们真教会的特色。
This is also one of the characteristics of the true church.
而且我们今天有圣灵在带领我们。
Today we have Holy Spirit to guide us.
有信仰。 在引导我们
We have the faith leading before us.
我们看第四章
Let's turn to chapter 4.
四章第二节
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 2.
凡事谦虚温柔忍耐 用爱心互相宽容 用和平彼此联络 竭力保守圣灵所赐 合而为一的心 身体只有一个 圣灵只有一个 正如你们蒙召 同有一个指望 一主一心 一喜一神
Five.
就是众人的父 超乎众人之上 贯乎众人之中 也住在众人之内 好, 这边告诉我们
Here tells us
我们在圣灵里面合一
We must be united in Holy Spirit
而且在信仰上 在真道上面是合一的
And be united in the truth and faith
这个是一个很重要的 一个条件
This is a very important criteria
也是我们 今天教会兴旺的 一个最重要的方法
And this is the most important method to prosper the church today
唯有合一才能完全
Only if we are united we can be complete
合一才能够同心
Only if we do so we can have the same mind
合一才能够蒙主 悦纳
And we can be accepted by God
那么在 目前我们真教会在印度
Right now the true church in India
也是在追求这个目标
we are pursuing after this goal
就是在基督里面合而为一
Which is to be united in one in Christ
印度这个国家我们应该也不会很陌生
India as a country, we are familiar with it.
它的人口排世界第二。
The population that it has is ranked number two.
已经超过有10亿的人口。
It has more than 10 million, 10 million people.
土地, 排世界第七。
The earth, the area that it covers ranked Number seven.
那么他们在民族之间的语文啊, 非常的复杂, 有1000多种。
And they have over 1,000 dialect among them.
那么民间比较普遍的话语有14种。
And the commonly used language are 14.
那么在一般比较普遍的北方是说, 这个北印度话。
In the Northern area, they speak Northern Indian language.
那么南方有说淡米尔语。
And in the south part, they speak Tamil language.
宗教信仰印度教是居多。
The Orthodox Indian is the major belief there.
而且非常的迷信。
And they are quite superstitious.
我们因为在3年前啊。 为了能够在印度来训练工人 所以就盖了一栋训练中心
Three years ago in order to train our workers there we built up a training center
但是邻居就百般的阻挡 因为附近有印度教
However the neighbors do anything they can do to stop this construction because a Indian temple is nearby
印度人盖 建筑物的时候 都要在附近绑一个假人
When Indians build their house they will put a dummy beside the construction site
然后他们才开始动工盖房子
And then they will start their work
那我们在盖会堂 当然是不迷信的 我们靠主耶稣
And of course, we don't hold this substitute, we do not have the belief like that. Therefore, we rely on Christ.
那这个地基打好了以后，
after the foundation is laid,
啊，却遇到很多困难跟阻挡。
We encounter many difficulties.
那弟兄姐妹也是啊，本着一颗爱主的心呐、啊，不断为这个事情祷告。
With the heart of loving God, all the brothers and sisters pray for this matter.
啊，那么在会堂建筑到二楼的时候。
When the construction of the building reached the second floor,
啊，有一个工人啊，从二楼摔下来。
One of the workers fall from the second floor.
啊，结果这个因为底下还绑着钢筋呐、啊，啊，就从这个肚子就插过去了。
And because in the side, we still have the steel rod down there. One of the steel rod came through his stomach.
啊，这个血一直的流啊，邻居啊，还有工作人员啊，都吓坏了。
And this man bleed seriously, and they are very scared.
啊，一直责怪教会。
And then put all the blames on church.
啊，说不能在这边盖这个训练中心。
They say you cannot continue the construction.
啊，所以邻居还有附近这个印度教啊，就一直的责怪。教会这样做。
Therefore, all the neighbors and the Indian temple, we put the blame on our church.
啊，那一般的人也认为啊，啊，这个工人可能就没有救。
And all the neighbors think that this worker will die.
啊，后来送到这个中央医院去治疗。
And when this injured worker was sent to the hospital,
啊，结果也很感谢主。
Thank God.
啊，这个医生啊，在诊断的当中也发现，他虽然从肚子插过去，没有插到要害。
After the diagnostic, the doctor find out. Although the steel rod came through his belly, his stomach or all the organs were not injured.
啊，弟兄姐妹一直在教会里面为他祷告。
Brothers and sisters pray for him in the church.
啊，那也在一个月左右就出院了。
About a month, he was released from hospital.
啊，后来他也身体康复得很快，又来参与这个啊盖训练中心的工作。
This worker departed. Rather quickly, and then he came back to help the construction. Okay.
啊，这也是神啊的同在。
This is the abiding of God.
啊，让邻居啊看到神的看顾。
So he let neighbors see the overwatch of God.
啊，也是一个美好的见证。
And this is a beautiful testimony.
啊，所以现在邻居啊对我们真耶稣教会啊风评很好。
Therefore, now all the neighbors welcome us.
啊，他也看到我们教会真的有神。
They also see that God really abide with us.
而且我们信徒的行为表现啊，跟邻居的印象都很好。
And also our believers has good image before them.
啊，所以目前在印度训练中心常常有一些圣公的活动，啊，邻居呢？啊，也不会来打扰我们。
Therefore, right now there are many training sessions going on there, and the neighbors will not come to disturb us.
那因为四五夜间我们到那边的时候，
through the months of April and May,
啊，是天气最热的时候。
When we were there, the weather was really hot.
每天都是43度。
The temperature was around 43 degrees Celsius.
而且那个时候印度是旱灾。
And at that time there were a shortage of water.
尤其这个北方是没有水。
Especially in the northern area,
the shortage was serious. 训练中心那边还买得到水。
In the training site, we can buy a bottled water.
啊，所以喝的水也要用煮过的。
Therefore. The water that we drink, we have to cook them first.
那因为之前有传道同工也有去过。
Preachers went there before.
啊，所以有特别交代我说，你如果去的时候，啊，一定要啊这个准备这个泡面，啊麦片跟这个肉松。
the preacher that went there before informed me that I should prepare some instant noodles to there as food.
我说那个地方没有买不到吗？
Then I wondered, can I buy the food there?
他说不方便。
He said to me, it's not convenient at all.
所以我就带了一整箱的泡面，还有麦片，还有肉松。
Therefore, I brought with me many dry food.
因为带去总不是自己吃，也是要大家吃啊。
Therefore, when I bring the food there, I can share with brethren.
那么因为那个地方也有这个疟疾的蚊子。
Malaria.
所以先出发前两个礼拜要先吃龟苓的这个药。
Therefore, two weeks before I go there, I have to take some medicine.
当然这也是神保守最重要。
Of course, I need God's abidance.
因为在那边有一个月的时间都在上课。
When I was there, I spent a month for session seminars.
早上就是有早祷会，然后再来就是早餐，八点就开始上课。
In the morning, we have morning prayer, and the morning session starts at 8 o'clock.
那么中午午餐后就是休息。
In the afternoon, we take a rest after lunch.
然后一点半到五点半。
And from 1:30 to 5:30.
然后再休息半个小时以后。晚上他还有一个课程到八点半。
After half hour rest, there will be another session which lasts until 8:30 evening.
我第一天到的时候以为是五点半哈，以后就吃晚餐了。
When I first arrived there, I thought we will have dinner around 5:30.
结果等了好久，怎么都还没有晚餐。
However, I was keep waiting.
后来有人告诉我说，这里的晚餐是八点半。
And later, someone told me that we usually have dinner around 8:30.
印度都这样。
This is quite common in India.
他说，你如果肚子饿，先吃泡面。现在就是用泡面的时候。
He told me, if you feel hungry, you can have some instant noodle right now.
因为泡面也是有限。
Because I have limited resources.
所以我就跟另外一个传道一个人只有一半半包。
Therefore I share one bag of instant noodle with another preacher.
因为你如果吃一包，等一下又吃不下饭。
Because if you eat the whole bag, you will not have any appetite when you eat dinner.
那跟他们相处一个月。
I spent a month with them.
也觉得那边的弟兄姐妹。
And I think the brothers and sisters there,
他们也体验到神很多恩典。
They really feel the grace of God.
他们虽然皮肤黑黑的，
although their skin color was rather dark.
我看那个连天上的乌鸦也是黑的。
Even the bird in the sky are dark.
但是他们还是神所拣选的子民。
However, they are chosen ones of God.
那我在看圣经以斯帖记的时候。
When I read Bible, Book of Esther,
我在想说他们的黑皮肤哦，可能跟以斯帖记有关系。
I thought that their skin color might be somehow related to Book of Esther.
因为以斯帖记第一章第一节有说，以前这个亚哈随鲁做王的时候，他曾经统治过印度到古时。
Because in the book.Mentioned the time the king has is reign over India, region of India.
这个古时哈，应该是黑皮肤的。
And in the place, the people supposed to have dark skin.
那我们在礼拜六安息日都要出去领会。
During Sabbath, we will have service.
印度的外面是很脏乱，垃圾很多。
During Sabbath, we have service outdoors.
而且上下班的车子非常的挤。
In the outdoors, the street are not are rather dirty and the air is not good.
我看他们车子都没有门的。
I find that their car are without doors.
我问说怎么车子都没有门？他说这样比较好挤啦。
Then I asked them, why your cars do not have doors? They say it would be easy to get around.
因为有门也不好关，没有门就不用关。
Because if there were doors, that it would be not easy to open it. So we would rather have no doors.
很多人都吊在车子外面。
Therefore, many people we hang on the door.
抓了一个棍子就可以跟着车子跑了。
They will hold on to a piece of car and they can have the ride.
火车也是一样。
And it is the same with the train.
不过他们男女很有规矩的分开。
However, they are separated the men from women.
那么妇女的穿着很像犹太人。
And there, the female dressings are rather alike to the Jews.
信徒的住家也有一部分是住在很简陋的茅草屋。
And part of the believers, they live in simple houses.
所以一般的生活都是很贫苦的。
Therefore, their daily life are rather hard.
那么在这个印度的地方
in India region
他们一直这样相信主耶稣的门徒多马曾经到那个地方去传过福音。
They believe that the disciple of Jesus Christ Thomas went there to preach the gospel.
但是在印度的基督徒其实也不是很多。
However, they were not many Christians among Indians.
因为印度教比较多。
Because the Orthodox Indian temple are the majority.
那我们教会的信徒大部分在南部。
Most of our believers are gathered in the south region.
他们大部分都是说但米尔话。
Most of them speak Daniel language.
那因为我们除了跟神学班上课之外，
besides the session of the workers training,
也有跟负责人讲习。
We also have seminars with the member in the board.
那这个当中也感受到印度这个地方有两个体系。
Through the sessions, we feel that they are two part.
一个是真耶稣教会。
There are two sub systems in Indian.
它英文最后一个字是 church.
Among the Christians, one is True Jesus Church.
一个是真耶稣教团。
Another is Jesus Group.
它最后一个字是用 mission.
The other branch is Jesus mission.
那这两个系统有什么分别呢？
What is the difference between these two Christian branches.
真耶稣教会在1969年的时候就传进去。
True Jesus Church were there in year 1969.
当时有马来西亚的防保罗执事，还有新加坡的陈约翰执事，他们到里面去工作。
At that time, we have Deacon Paul Huang from Malaysia there to help the work.
那后来也有杨岳翰长老去协助。
Later on, also Elder John Young went there to help.
那么经过三年之后
，After 3 years，
那个地方就成立两个教会。
Two churches were established.
一个教会是安巴杜教会。
One of them is called Ambadu.
另外一个教会是帕马教会。
Another one is Palma.
这两个教会说起来比较健全。
These two churches has firm foundation.
但是教会还是需要工人来牧养。
However, still they will need someone to take care of them.
所以后来有两个这个长子去受洗。
Later on, two members joined them.
当时是到新加坡去上课。
Two of the local member went to Singapore to have
theological
training.
牧养的工作。
And when they came back from there, they reside locally.
那后来有训练八位义工。
Later on, we trained eight volunteer workers.
啊，就分散在现在的十二间的真耶稣教会。
They are now spreading among 12 True Jesus Churches.
以及两个祈祷所。
And two prayer houses.
信徒差不多有一千名。
The member number in total is among is
那么这个系统简称为 TJC。
This system is called TJC.
另外一个系统是 TJM。
Another Christian system is called TJM.
TJM 这个系统呢，是在三年前发现的。
This branch is were there 3 years ago.
因为当时有两个 TJM 的信徒来到都市。
At that time, two members of the branch TJM went to the city.
看到有真耶稣教会，非常好奇。
When they saw True Jesus Church, they were quite curious.
所以就进来访问。
Therefore, they went into the chapel.
然后也邀请负责人跟他们交通。
And they have conversation with the board members.
结果很奇妙的发现，这个 TJM 的道理比如说安息圣日是星期六。
For example, they observe the Sabbath in Saturday.
还有洗礼、洗脚礼、圣餐礼都是按照这个圣经的教导。
And they also have the foot washing, the Holy Communion and the baptism, just like us.
只有对圣灵比较陌生。
Only in the aspect of Holy Spirit.
因为六十多年都没有传道人在那边工作。
They do not have a clear understanding of Holy Spirit because they don't have workers there for
many years.
And they do not pray for Holy Spirit.
最近有训练三个神学生。
Recently they have trained three workers.
然后到那边去工作也勉励他们要求圣灵。
And they would stand there and ask to pray for Holy Spirit.
那这个 TJM 的教会这个教团它有十五间，有五个祈祷所。
TJM Church, they have 15, 十五间祈祷。
十五间教会有五个祈祷所。
They have 15 churches and 5 prayer houses.
信徒差不多有四千名。
They have around 4,000 members.
他第一位工人是婆那亚执事。
The first worker in their system is called Deacon Ponaya.
因为我们在工作当中也觉得说应该是去拜访他们。
When we were there, we thought we should go and visit them.
所以我们就播出三天到真耶稣教团的总部去。
Therefore, we scheduled 3 days to go to the
到 TJM 这个
OK
总部去访问他们。
We went to the headquarters of TJM to have visit.
那我们因为路程也比较远。
The journey was long.
因为天气很热。
And also because the weather was hot.
火车又没有冷气。
And the train do not have air conditioning.
所以我们就利用晚上搭火车。
Therefore we use the night to take the train.
搭下午六点十五分的。
We take the train which depart on 6:30.
然后搭到 TJM 总部的附近，已经早上十点了。
And when we arrive there is10 in the morning.
然后再转车。
And then we will transfer to bus.
去赶这个十点的安息日聚会。
To be there for the Sabbath service.
他们的聚会时间比我们长。
They hold longer services than we do.
他们是十点一直聚会到两点，都没有停的。
They have continuous service from 10 to 2 p.m.
那因为我们到那边的时候，他们也刚开始要聚会了。
When we right there, they are starting their seminar.
啊, 信徒陆陆续续来,
and their believers came.
啊, 这个总部很简单,
their headquarters was rather simple.
啊, 只有水泥的围墙跟木板的屋顶,
the chapel is made simply.
啊, 没有椅子,
it doesn't have any chairs.
啊, 都是沙地,
only have the sand ground.
啊, 然后信徒就是坐在草席上面,
and then all the believers we sit on grass.
啊, 因为这个总部哦, 它有一个比较特殊的地方, 叫做至圣所,
in their headquarters they will have a room called the most holy place.
有人早一点到, 会到里面去祷告,
when the believers arrive, they will go there and pray.
啊, 如果聚会开始了, 啊, 他们就跪在旁边祷告,
and when the service starts, they will come out of the room and have silence prayer.
那有人来的时候, 我看他们也拿了一包一包, 好像是农作物的东西, 那个就是奉献, 就放在旁边。
And when people come, they will bring along with them some of their food as offering to the church.
啊, 因为他们的经济不是很好,
because they are not well off financially.
哦, 所以他们就是把他们的农作物, 啊, 就是, 啊, 献给神这样。
Therefore, they will bring with them some of the crops to offer to God.
那这个聚会的时候,
and during the service,
啊, 他们就是, 啊, 也唱诗,
they will sing him,
然后读圣经,
and read Bible,
然后讲圣经,
and then they will have discussion.
哦, 那么我在跟他们参加聚会,
during the service,
啊, 他们也说, 哦, 他们没有赞美诗,
I find out that they don't have a hymn book.
他们的赞美诗是唱圣经的,
their hymn, lyric of the hymn all come from Bible.
用圣经的经文来唱诗,
they use the word in the Bible as their lyric of hymn.
那因为印度大米尔话我们也听不懂,
because we don't understand the language that they speak.
不过也很有这个, 啊, 唱的也, 也很好听,
however, we find out that this song was quite nice.
会觉得说他们是口唱心和,
we feel that they are singing it with their heart.
那最近, 啊, 这个马来西亚总会啊, 也在帮助他们编这310首的赞美诗。
Recently, the church in Malaysia are helping them to collect or to translate the 310 hymns for them.
那他那边的执事也留一个时间, 啊, 请我跟他们, 啊, 讲一段圣经的道理。
And the deacons there also reserve a period of time for me to speak.
好, 那么互相勉励。
And then we have mutual encouragement.
那这个当中, 啊, 我也看到这个会堂里面有两张照片。
And during the visit, I find out two pictures.
一张照片是在至圣所里面放着。
One of the pictures is put in the most holy place.
我看那一张照片是民国24年的5月25号。
And the picture was taken in 民国24年。
民国24年,
oh, in year 1935.
好, 那应该是西元1935年了,
which is in year 1935.
那边写的是中文的, 真耶稣教会湖南支部第11次灵恩大会。
And in Chinese is written True Jesus Church, Hunan Church, number 11, spiritual convocation.
所以印度人虽然不会看中文, 但是我们看到这个中文的时候, 你会发现说, 这个真耶稣教团跟真耶稣教会是同一个的。
Although the Indians do not read Chinese, however, when we see this picture, we know that they belong to the same church.
那我问那个负责人叫做约瑟负责人, 他说, 啊, 这个是他爸爸, 哦, 有一次有一个马来西亚的信徒啊, 带这一张照片来送给他爸爸。
Then I asked their board member about the picture, and he told me that this was a present from a deacon from Malaysia.
告诉他说，哈。 我们这个真耶稣教会就是从中国兴起的，那林恩惠那个照片的信徒啊，很多人。He
tell him that this true Jesus Church was originated from China.
那旁边又有一张照片。And
there is another photo.
就是这个，就是耶瑟的爸爸叫做婆那亚执事到马来西亚怡保，啊，去那边。 这个得到道理的时候照的一张照片
which is Deacon Ponaya when he was traveled to Malaysia to learn about the truth.
那这一张照片里面有很多印度人
and in the picture there were many Indians.
他照片底下有写1932年4月3号
and in the bottom of the picture it says 1932.
那当中有英文，也有中文。
It is written in English and Chinese.
也有印度字。
And also Indian.
那印度字我是看不懂。
I don't read the Indian scripture.
哦，他那边写的意思是真耶稣教会。
However, the Chinese say True Jesus Church.
那只是英文字，它是写 mission 的。
Oh, in the English, it's written True Jesus Mission.
那中文是写真耶稣教会。
In Chinese, it says True Jesus Church.
所以这样就没有错啊。
Therefore, it is true.
因为这个 TJM 跟 TJC 其实是真耶稣教会。
True Jesus Mission belongs to True Jesus Church.
所以用历史跟照片还有道理这样印证，其实都是合一的。
From the history and the picture and the truth.
那我们因为下午两点聚会完了，我们就又赶到另外一间真耶稣教团去。
Right after the service, we went to another church that of TJM.
因为这个地方有一个最年纪最大的80多岁的一个约翰执事。
Because there is a elder deacon there who is 80-something years old.
那听说他早期啊非常排斥啊这个真耶稣教会过去的人。
We've heard that when he was young he rejected many of the True Jesus members.
那我们也是想说哈，应该在主里面啊，大家都是合一的。
However, we think that in Christ we should all be united.
啊，所以我们也特别去访问他。
Therefore, we went there to visit him.
那这个约翰执事也很高兴。
This Deacon John was quite amazed.
我们聚会完以后，啊，请他勉励几句话。
After the service, we asked him to speak a few words.
啊，他讲的也很感动。
And he was quite moving.
啊，他说我们是失散60多年的兄弟，现在又见面了。
He said that we are brothers that has been departed and lost for 60 years. Now we see each other again.
哎，我们更应该为这个印度的圣工啊来努力。
And he said, we should work together for the holy work in India.
那因为我们见面的时间很短，我们礼拜六晚上就又要离开了。
Because the visitation was short, we have to depart in Saturday night.
所以他就很诚恳的啊，就送我们到火车站。
And he accompanied us to the train station.
我们一直的推辞说你年纪那么大，不要到火车站来。
We say to him that that you are rather old, you don't have to accompany us to the train station.
我们现在能见面，下次什么时候见面不晓得。
However, he say to us, now I can meet you face to face. However, I don't know when would I have the opportunity again.
所以他也是一个很爱主的人。
We see that he is a man who loves God a lot.
这个当中我们也有去看一间孤儿院。
In the period, we also visit a orphan house.
那边有26位孤儿，都是我们的信徒。
There were 26 orphans, and they are all members of our church.
也跟他们聚集了一相聚一天。
And we spend a day there.
啊, 他们吃了住了, 是很简单,
their food and their accommodation are rather simple.
啊, 但是他们有一种属灵的喜乐,
However, they have this kind of spiritual joy.
因为我在印度有一种感觉,
and there I have a feeling.
他们好像没有家里都活不了,
they cannot live without a family.
他们三餐都是吃家里,
they will have their all three meals inside the house.
啊, 就是白换, 然后就是用家里这样, 跟着换,
家里. Their food is consist of curry and rice.
不是,
they have to eat
不是在家里吃饭,
they have to eat with curry. Sorry about that.
然后他们三餐都是这样子,
and all their three meals they eat with curry.
连孤儿院的小孩也是这样吃,
even the little kids in the orphan house.
哦, 那他们在生活上非常的简单,
and their food is simple.
我们在上课的时候, 他们也很 配合我们, 说你们可以用叉子, 汤匙,
and when we have food there, they provide us with the fork.
哦, 那他们是很习惯用手去抓,
However, they used to eat with their bare hand.
啊, 他们习惯坐在地上吃, 不习惯坐在桌上吃,
and they are used to eat on the ground and not sit on the chair.
啊, 我们只有说去信徒的家访问的时候, 才跟他们坐着坐在地上吃, 或者用手抓这样。
And when we will have the visitations to the member, we will sit on the ground and eat with our bare hand with them.
啊, 因为在外面访问的时候, 跟他们用手抓, 他看到我们也是这样, 好像抓得很不自然。
And because when we were eating the meal, they thought that we are not comfortable with our bare hand.
所以他说, 不是这样抓, 你要这样把那个饭抓过来以后, 再用大拇指把它推到嘴巴去吃。
Therefore,
不是这样抓过来就吃了。
Therefore, they show us the way how to use the hand properly to eat the meal.
啊, 他们也觉得说, 跟他们这样吃, 他们也觉得很亲切。
And when we eat the same manner as they do, they feel this kind of warmth.
啊, 不过, 尝试看看也蛮有意思的。
When we try to eat this way, it is quite interesting.
啊, 他也是我们的同龄。
They are our brothers.
那么我们也可以了解印度目前来讲, 虽然有TJM跟TJC的同龄,
Although right now there we have brothers and sisters in a branch of TJC and TJM.
哦, 但是他们也是, 啊, 族里面真的是一家人。
However, really in Christ they are one family.
那因为我们在台湾啊, 有多家哦, 啊, 也有帮助他们, 多加一个爱心的,
啊,
工作, 哦, 来, 也有在关心他们。
In Taiwan, there is an organization called Dorcas, which is held by our church, also give them help.
哦, 那我们也有信徒啊, 啊, 也知道他们那边, 啊, 所以也有关心他们, 啊, 在那边的圣工。
And many of our members also show their care to the holy work there.
哦, 那我们在教会里面,
And in the church,
啊, 其实我们可以看到说我们主内本来就是一家。
We can see that in Christ we belong to one family.
啊, 尤其在我们圣工上,
Especially in the holy work.
我们来看以弗所书,
Listen to Ephesians.
第四章,
Ephesians chapter 4.
啊, 四章的, 啊, 16节,
Verse 16.
全身靠他联络的合事, 百节各按其职, 照着个体的功用, 彼此相助, 便叫身体渐渐增长, 在爱中建立自己。 啊, 这边告诉我们,
It tells us.
啊, 其实我们在基督里面,
as a matter of fact, in Christ,
我们不但在圣灵里面合一，
Not only we are united together in Holy Spirit,
在真道上面合一，
in truth,
我们也要在圣工上面合一。
Also we have to be united in the holy work.
我们目前真耶稣教会在各地的圣工，
Right now, through Jesus Church in all area, we have holy work.
其实也是互相帮助的。
All these holy works work for one another.
所以在两三年前
two, three years ago,
有一个会议当中，大家有这样的一个共识。
During a meeting, we have this thought.
就是说台湾去关心泰国。
That we will send the workers from Taiwan to Thailand.
沙巴去协助这个菲律宾。
And send the workers from Sabah to help churches in Philippines.
那新加坡去协助缅甸。
And workers in Singapore we help another area.
那马来西亚就是协助印度。
And the Church of Malaysia, we help the holy work in India.
那马来西亚因为只有四个传道嘛。
And in Malaysia, there are only four preachers.
他们如果传道去印度的时候，
if one of their preacher went to India,
那就是从台湾要派一个或者两个去帮助马来西亚。
When one of their preachers sent out, preacher from Taiwan has to go to Malaysia to help the holy work.
所以因为这个缘故啊，
because of this,
我们在一年里面，
within 1 year,
台湾派出去的传道去协助国外，差不多有50个人次。
Taiwan sent out over 50 preachers overseas.
连总的工人不算。
This does not include the worker of international assembly.
虽然有时候时间不是很长，
although the working time might not be long,
但是也是在圣工上互相支援。
However, they help each other in the holy work.
所以我们今天在教会里面要有一个观念。
Therefore, today we need to have a concept.
我们在基督里面是合而为一的。
In Christ, we are united.
所以圣工上也应该要合而为一。
Therefore, also we should be united in holy work.
彼此的帮助。
Help each other.
互相的配合。
To coordinate.
相信教会的兴旺，圣工的发展，一定会蒙神同工。
I believe that our church will be prosperous and God will work with us.
那我们也能够在祷告当中为各地的圣工来祷告。
And may we pray for all the holy work in all areas.
因为我们在基督里面不分彼此。
Because in Christ, we do not have individuality.
我们都是合一的。
We are all united.
愿主耶稣纪念我们。
May Christ remember our work.
在这个圣工上的支持跟祷告。
For our support.For the holy work.
愿我们所做的都能够蒙神悦纳。
May all our works to a holy work be accepted by him.
我们一起来唱诗。